שיעור בעשיריות.
Preparation for the lesson in the tens. בעניין למעלה
מהאדם, מצא ותושייה להבדיל הנכונה, ולייחד לבבנו באהבת חברים.
Unite our hearts with love of friends and look at one's advantage in the service of the Lord and knowing of his maker and not see his deficiency, God forbid. And the main resource is to unite our hearts with each and every one to serve the Lord and to lend one shoulder. And by this, the world of repentance and the world of desire awakens. And this is a hint, as it was said, and they are all mentioned in one mentioning, which means that they should cleave and attach to one another and to close to one and one into the other in one heart, all of us. This is the implication in the word one, that we should be one bundle and serve the Lord with all our heart. The book of Maor Vashemesh, Light and Sun. There is some excitement, some electricity in a ten. I hope that now in the next upcoming 3 hours we will realize everything that Rav and the Kabbalists want from us and the Creator wants from us for thousands of years.
כן, ושנתפלל שבאמת נוכל להגיע ליחידה אחת, לאגודה אחת.
And to pray that we will be able to become one mandal, one unit, that we will feel all of our desires, all of the points in our hearts, that it all comes from the same place, from the same soul. And we want to realize our goal.
אנחנו צריכים להתרכז רק בדבר אחד.
We have to focus on one thing only, that there is an internal connection between us. There is no this world, no bodies, and the goal is the Creator. Yes, for us to establish ourselves correctly, He created us as one soul, one unit, in a way that we were connected, and He then separated us on purpose so that through our choice, through our independence, we will come back to Him. This is the work we try to do, one towards the other, to see ourselves as one soul, one kli, one quality of bestowal, connected with each other. And we are all parts of one soul. And the Creator is the force that is revealed between us, this good, warm force that gives contentment to the whole kli. Because of this, every friend sitting around the table right now must devise tactics for how he can give contentment up above. And certainly by integrating with the friends, he will give pleasure above. Therefore, he yearns to always be in the center of the ten, in the king's palace, and he'll have the ability to entertain with the king's treasure. And this will certainly give contentment above. It follows that all of the yearning should be only for the sake of heaven.
To yearn for the sake of the Creator, it means that we are in that all the good and everything will pass into the ten. This is where bestowal is. And to all the time ask. Our key is to ask together so that all the friends will be in this one common desire to help each other.
Yes, 3 hours relevant, related, compared to thousands of years, it might seem impossible, but the salvation of the Lord is in the blink of the eye. We have to, and we need to feel these 3 hours as a limit, boundary, and be willing to jump into the Ten Sefirot, into the Parzuf, which is our Asiriyah, our Parzuf, during those 3 hours.
Yeah, 3 hours to pray, to ask the Creator to bring us together, connect us. I'm really happy to see that everyone's burning here. And let's ignite the world.
And as we learned, each one of us has multiple threads going out to each one of the ten. And from these ten, threads come out to all the other tens, to the rest of the world. Let's try, let's make an effort. This is our role, to sit here, and many people are listening to us, and to serve as a pipeline to all of the friends all over the world today.
And let's think that all of our yearning, our entire preparation, that it's together with all the rest of the tens that are connecting all around the world right now. And that everything that we're generating, the warmth, the connection between us, the entire attribute of bestowal that becomes revealed, that this is also what we'd like to come out into the world.
We already feel some warmth between us. Those friends are becoming alive, starting to cleanse from in order to receive. And we are reviving the Creator between us. Let's do this during the whole 3 hours.
And let's remember that our goal is eventually to give contentment to the Creator through our connection, to see that the attribute of bestowal is something great, something leading everything that's going on, some higher upper thing.
All of our efforts will come from the connection to awaken the light, and it performs the corrections.
Yesterday, our daily task was to scrutinize what is the optimum way to control our beast in the ten and to be among the great friends. This is the optimum state. It's felt that everyone came here to work, to give enlivenment and uplifted spirits to all the friends. Every friend talking peels another peel off the heart, and we're turning on the sparks for everything to ignite.
And the choice is each moment how much we are paying attention to the importance of this state, of the means, of the friends that we are rewarded with sitting next to them, of the books that there are no words to describe them, that we rewarded from with reading from them, so that all of this attention will be focused only on creating these inner connections between us, and not for attaining any kind of knowledge or feeling, but only in a common request for connection.
He relates to the friends as though it's the Shekhinah speaking. And he sees that they're great, filled with light. And so let's unite and pray that all of our actions in the next 3 hours in our entire life will be only to give contentment to the Creator.
And give gratitude to the Creator for giving us the opportunity to discover Him, thank Him for this stand, for this holy place that allows us to do the work of the Lord.
Let's demand the Creator to come and let's just bug Him. The next 3 hours, restlessly to invite him to dwell among us.
Yes, he is dwelling. We are just discovering it. And indeed, there is what to be grateful for, to be grateful that we've come here, to be grateful that we have forces, that we are continuing the path of the great Kabbalists. And let's feel the responsibility that we have to really actualize during these times of doing, of realization. And here we can help each other.
So, okay, we moved from being beasts to being a ten.
Lo ira libi, lo